ready.
I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinschild? Mr. Stenbrock?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Reisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So now move to Section B, Public Communication. Has anyone signed up?
Do we have? Where's Eric?
Did anybody sign up for public communication?
All right, we'll have a second. We'll have a second public communication at the end as well. So now move to Section C, Student Recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to call to the podium, if I could, Kyla McCoy for our first portion of student recognition. Kyla is a senior here at Madison Plains High School, and she is our London Rotary Club Student of the Month. And so I would like to read just a little bit about Kyla. Prepare yourselves, we're going to be here a while. Kyla has certainly built an impressive record of achievement during her 4 years at Madison Plains High School. We are pleased to honor senior student Kyla McCoy as a student of the month from Madison Plains High School for the month of October. Students are selected by the MPHS administration based upon the following criteria: academic and extracurricular achievement and positive character. Kyla has a 4.155 grade point average, and she is currently ranked second in her class. Her favorite course is CTE Leadership. Kyla has been involved in FFA during her high school years. In that time, she has earned her Green Hand degree, Chapter degree, and State degree, and she has also earned the Star Green Hand Award, the Star Chapter Award, the Star Junior Award, and the Premier Leadership Award. She has served the MPHS FFA in the positions of Chapter Sentinel and Chapter Vice President, and she has been on the following CDE teams: Parliamentary Procedure for 3 years, Meet Judging for 1 year, job interviews for 2 years, and Livestock Judging for 1 year. Kyla has also been a cheerleader at MPHS and has earned 2 letters cheering for varsity football and 3 letters cheering for varsity basketball. She won the Rising Star Award during the 2020-21 school year, was a UCA All-American cheerleader in 2022, and won the Eagle Award for 2022-23. She is this year's Student Council Secretary, this year's National Honor Society President, this year's Senior Class President. She served last year as the Junior Class President. And additionally, Kyla is the 2023-2024 MPHS Homecoming Queen. Outside of school, Kyla is the co-president of the Fairfield Rascals, has shown goats at the Madison County Fair for 9 years, and was the 2022 Madison County Junior Fair Goat Ambassador. Kyla has also served as a member of the Madison County Junior Fair Board and is a Kaylee Mass Photography Senior Ambassador. When asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires her, Kyla said, "A school staff member who is an inspiration to me is Mrs. Sparks. Her dedication to Madison Plains truly shows each day in the school building. She goes out of her way to stay involved with the students, even though she does not see them each day in the classroom. Mrs. Sparks also works very hard to make school enjoyable for the students and always has a positive and personable demeanor. It is obvious that she strives to keep the student body involved by coming up with new activities that interest everyone. Although she has only been in Madison Plains for a short amount of time, she has truly made a positive impact on many and has become such an inspiration to the students at her school." Regarding Kyla, Mrs. Sparks said, "Kyla is a true leader who leads by example. Her love for the school is evident in her actions and her efforts to help it develop. She acts with integrity in everything she does. I know Kyla has a bright future ahead of her, and am excited to see what she accomplishes. Congratulations, Kyla. After graduation, Kyla plans to attend a four-year university to major in education or agricultural business. Kyla is the daughter of Jennifer and Michael English. And so I would just like to congratulate Kyla on a wonderful record of accomplishment. It certainly is very, very impressive. And Kyla, we have a certificate here for you, so I will bring that down. But if we can give Kyla a round of applause, well done. Mr. President, Madam Vice President, and members of the board, for our next portion of student achievement, I would like to call to the podium any members of the seventh grade volleyball team who are here this evening. They have earned a team championship in the OHC tournament, and so we would like to recognize them. And to speak a little bit more, because I believe he's a little more familiar with the accomplishments, I'm going to turn the floor over to Mr. Mason.
So this is a great group of girls. I'm going to brag on them a little bit. They went 16-2 this year and won the OHC South Tournament Championship. We played it here at home. It was such a big game that Governor DeWine showed up. And I'm not kidding. It may have had to do with his granddaughter playing for Cedarville, but still, it was a big game. Their coach can't be here tonight. They're scouting West Jeff for their tournament, the varsity tournament game. But just a great group of girls. They worked really hard and had a great year. So we're very, very proud of you.
So I have certificates for all of them as well. So let me go down and take care of that.
Good job.
Now move to Section D, Employee Recognition.
And thank you, Mr. President. And for our employee recognition tonight, I would like to call to the podium Ms. Molly Neese, and she is going to be recognized by Mrs. April Sparks.
To recognize Ms. Molly Neese for our staff recognition at the junior senior high school. Ms. Neese has been with Madison Plains for 9 years, teaching biology and anatomy for the district. Her love for teaching and growing students in all aspects of life is evident each and every day. Ms. Neese has developed an excellent balance of rigor within her instruction and a nurturing classroom environment. Her enthusiasm for encouraging lifelong learning has successfully cultivated inquisitive and high-performing students, as proven by her state test scores. Ms. Neese's willingness to be a team player and a servant leader in her department does not go unnoticed. One of her colleagues stated, "She is simply phenomenal. I just can't say enough good things about her." Another teacher shared that Ms. Neese is never too busy to answer questions, help out, or give advice. Ms. Neese is also dedicated to ensuring each of her department's TBT meetings are meaningful and effective for its members. Her hard work and leadership are greatly appreciated. I want to thank Ms. Neese for her dedication to our district. Congratulations on this deserving award, and thank you for serving our students and community. Great.
Mr. President, if I could, before we move on, I just would like to give a shout out, although I think she may have just left. A shout out to Miss Niece as well. She, when we do the Rotary Awards, she is often the teacher who the students select, is the teacher who most inspires them. And that obviously does not go unnoticed. And being the new department chair this year, that's not always an easy job either. And I know Molly works to go above and beyond, and I just wanted to say thank you to her as well. So she really, she does an excellent job. And I think one of the really cool things about that is that she is one of Madison Plains' own. Mm-hmm. So she graduated from here. So she's a golden eagle.
All right. Everyone's welcome to stay, but if you'd like to leave at this point, people being recognized, you're free to leave now if you'd like to.
All right. Okay. Don't everybody run at once.
Thank you. Congratulations.
All right, now I'll move to Section E, Board Work Session. I had talked to Mr. Eisler about this. I wanted to just kind of bring it up with everybody here. I had a parent mention to me the possibility of us looking into having what I would call a shuttle bus, basically a second bus for after school activities that students could potentially get taken to different spots across the district. Don't know exactly what that would look like, but I just thought it was a good idea that asked Mr. Eisler to look into the feasibility of it, you know, how much interest we would potentially have, just to make it more, have something to help the families that are trying to get kids involved in after-school activities to help make that more doable. So I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that, but just want to let you know that I asked Mr. Eisler to look into that and get back with us with kind of a, at least thoughts on if it's possible and if it would have the impact that we hope it would have.
Yeah, so that's good.
Cool. That's all I have for board work session. Anybody else have anything?
Nope.
All right. So now we'll go to Section F, approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the September 12, 2023 regular meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Move to Section G, Department Reports.
And Mr. President, I would like to call to the podium this evening Mr. Brad Miller and Mrs. Debbie Adamczak. They are going to do a presentation on the elementary and intermediate school, and then Ms. Kreitz is going to do a presentation for us on the report card. I would like to thank Mr. Miller and Mrs. Adamczak and Ms. Kreitz as well for being here this evening. Certainly do appreciate it and look forward to hearing about the good things that are happening.
Thank you, Mr. Eisler. Good evening, everyone. Myself and Mrs. Adamczak are going to talk about a few things that have been happening in the K-6 building so far this year. To start out with, we hit the ground running with our fall diagnostic tests for math and reading. That is all K-6 students. We've taken that data that we've received from the kids. We've met about it in our round table meetings with the staff. We've talked about the students who are what we call tier one, tier two, and tier three. Those students who are tier three need intensive intervention. So we're working on what we can do to differentiate our lessons to meet the needs of the kids. So in our round table meetings, we've asked the teachers to come up, make the list of the tier one, tier two, and tier three students. We're gonna come back the next round table and talk about what we need to do to meet those needs. So we're still collecting data on those students, but they're talking about in their TBTs and their common planning times, the teachers are. We also have a school safety patrol program that's starting in the sixth grade this year. We just started here this month. We have 14 students who have been selected And we have 7 students who are serving at different posts throughout the building in the morning and 7 in the afternoon. Just kind of keep an eye on the kids in the hallway and report back to either myself, Mrs. Adams, Zach, or Ms. Nichols to what's going on in the hallways to keep everyone safe. We also have Ms. McCutcheon, our school counselor. She is pushing our initiative on the 7 mindsets. It's not just a K-6 initiative, it's also it's a K-12. It's meeting our PBIS needs. Down at the K-6 building, she is getting into all the classrooms and talking about the 7 mindsets and spreading that throughout all grade levels. So she tries to make it once a month in each classroom to present a lesson to those kids, which eventually the 7 mindsets leads to our pizza with the principal. So last month, our mindset that we focused on was everything is possible. So the students were striving to dream big, embrace creativity, think positive, and act and adjust. So those students who had those traits were selected by either their classroom teacher, their specials teacher, and they were able to eat pizza with us on a Thursday afternoon. So it was pretty special. We've been working pretty hard on our 2-hour delays and in-service days. There's been a lot going on at the K-6 building. Our K-3 teachers and intervention specialists have been working on their letters training, which is pretty extensive work that those teachers are doing. It takes a lot of time and effort. So they're getting the training they need for it goes along with the dyslexia training and everything like that. They're also working on, the K-3 teachers are working on REMPs, which are reading improvement monitoring plans for the students who are struggling readers. Our grades 4-6 ELA teachers are being trained through a gentleman through the ESC called James Cutlip. His name is James Cutlip. They're also working on the science of reading, learning about strategies and ways to reach our students in that aspect. Our 4-6 math teachers, we've been working with Kay Regal and Melly Moss-Lenz and working on things like our number talks, which is mental math, better number sense for the kids, teaching them how to do that. And for those of you who don't know, our 4-6 math department lost a lot of teachers in that area. So it's kind of like retraining our teachers to what our expectations are within the building. So we're working on number talks. We're working on fluency with our kids. We're also working on rich problems, how to get the students to achieve higher levels within the classroom, and of course how to differentiate is also to meet the needs of the students. Our special teachers have been training and working with Ms. McCutcheon on the 7 mindsets. We also have them working on our platform Branching Minds to possibly do surveys on the kids to help those teachers in the regular classroom understand what's going on within the special teachers class as well. So that's all I have. I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Adams-Zack for the rest.
Good evening. So last Wednesday and Thursday, we partnered with Nationwide Children's Hospital with their Signs of Suicide program, and all of our 6th grade students that didn't opt out of the program were watched videos based on warning signs of someone who may be suicidal. And then they did surveys, and those surveys were then taken to the triage team, which Mrs. McCutcheon and I were both trained to be on that team. We looked at the answers to see if there were any of the students that needed to speak with us. They also had little slips of paper exit tickets after the second day that they could mark that they would like to speak with someone about themselves or a friend. So we went through all of those, and Mrs. McCutcheon has a stack of ones we need to follow up with. Regarding that. So phone calls were made home for those students where it was necessary to just communicate with parents. So that was one of the things that we need to do. It's a state guideline. Fall Harvest Day is coming, October 27th. It's a popular day for all of us. The students and staff dress up. They parade through the office. The students parade through central office. They parade through the gym where the PTO parents will be handing out candy as well as central office and those of us in the office. And then, weather permitting, there is a hayride. PTO has requested, if you have extra costumes at home that don't fit anymore or candy donations, Those would be greatly appreciated. And parent-teacher conferences are November 1st and 6th, and PTO will be providing dinner for the faculty on the November 1st. We have a little bit of change in Ms. Orevec's music programs, so tradition will be shaken up a little. So this year, second and third grade will have a Christmas musical on November 30th at 6. And then in the spring, she'll be doing a program with K and 1 and 4 and 6. 4 and 6 really never had any, 4, 5th, and 6, thank you, have never done that before, so this is something new. Write to Read Week is December 4th through 8th, and the theme is Wild About Reading. We have booked the Columbus Zoo to come do a presentation with live animals. They will have three shows, one for our K through 2, one for 3rd and 4th, and one through 5th and 6th. The rest of the week is still being planned. PTO will be providing Secret Santa this year, once again, for the week of December 11th through 15th, and that's when the students get to shop for loved ones, and that's always quite cute, especially what they pick out for people. And the PTO will also be showing a movie for our student body before our holiday break in the gymnasium. There will be treats provided for all of our students. Thanks.
Mr. Miller, Mrs. Adamczak, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on what is happening in your building. We certainly do appreciate it. And at this time, I would like to ask Ms. Karen Kreitz to come to the podium and provide us with an overview of our district report card. Thank you, Ms. Kreitz.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. You?
Well, thank you.
So just to go over a few of the highlights, you have this presentation, so you can go back and look at details at any other point, too. And this information is all available on ODE's website as well. Our school district this year was the first year that school districts were in buildings were issued an overall star rating. Last year we could sort of predict what it would be. This year is the first year of the overall. We had 3.5 stars out of 5 stars. And you can see, or you can't see, on the presentation, which areas were rated and how we were rated in each of those. So I'm just going to briefly talk about each of those 5 areas for you this evening. One thing I did want to note, though, is not all areas are weighted equally when it comes to the report card. The achievement and the progress measures are both weighted twice as much on our report card grade as the other 3 areas listed there. First, for some highlights, achievement highlights. What you have there is an overview about how the 4-star ratings are given. We received, as a district, a 4-star rating in achievement, and that is because we met 81.2% of the scoring criteria for that rating. So that does exceed the state's expectations in academic achievement at performance levels. And by performance levels, I mean how not just whether or not students passed, it's more about how they scored. How high did they score, or how low did they score relatively. And each of those students who maybe scored limited, basic, proficient, accomplished, or advanced, each of those is weighted a little heavier. So the higher they score, the more points we get. So we were above the state's average on the performance level scores in all tests. As well, our biology scores, Ms. Nies, of course, who was just here, and our government scores, taught by Mr. Hunt, they both exceeded the 80% passing range. Schools are no longer graded about whether or not you get 80% of your kids to pass, but since that is a common benchmark that we look at, or that's something I wanted to point out. And our intermediate building actually also received a 4-star rating. They were the only one of our buildings to receive a 4-star rating. I wanted to point out to you some positive highlights there. So of those tested areas that I have listed, at least 45% or more of the students scored in that advanced or accomplished range. I think I wrote accelerated up there. It's been changed to be called accomplished. But at least 45, so nearly half of our students were scoring in those highest ranges. And that was in third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade math. Our scores were, our students were scoring that well. Fifth, sixth, and seventh grade ELA, and all three science tests. Fifth grade science, eighth grade science, and high school biology. Nice. I also want to point out to you, sixth grade math, sixth grade ELA, and in high school biology, we had nearly 30% of our students score in the advanced range, that highest range. So nice. Getting close to a third of our students scoring in that very highest range in those areas. And so that's noteworthy as well. These results are fairly similar to the year before. We also had a 4-star rating the year before in achievement. The progress measure is what we commonly refer to as the growth measure. And in that measure, what the state is looking at is how do students, groups of students, how much progress do they make compared to the statewide expectation of growth? And they do that by comparing their progress to what other students did from one year to the next. So the graph that I have there for you shows you the different ratings. There are five different rating scales for the amount of growth that they've made. The grayed out ones are areas that they do not measure growth. I wanted to point out to you, all of those areas marked with green and a check mark are ones where we met the state expectations for growth. Those with those double plus signs, we received the absolute highest rating for significant evidence of student growth above and beyond where other districts are scoring. And so when you look at those areas, I'd like to point out to you, those occurred in the areas that we had the largest magnitude of growth are fourth and sixth grade ELA, sixth grade math, English 2, biology, and American history. One of the reasons why I really want to point that out to you is we have been going through a lot of change, staffing changes over the last few years where we're, you know, sometimes replacing 20 to 30% of our staff members. But what makes me smile about this data is these are people who are still with us. These are not people who have left our district and moved on. And I do want to recognize the teachers who teach those areas where we're seeing the greatest magnitude of growth and thank them for their longevity and their willingness to stick with us here at Madison Plains. The teachers who teach those areas include Heather Zimmerman, Chelsea Warner, Cheryl Ferguson, Nathan Warner, Anna Ernst, Jeff Belsick, Molly Neese, and Toby Briggs. And so, you know, the more we can invest in our people, the more we can get them to stay with us, the better our results are as we go through. And I think those are all very common names that we all know throughout the district. So I really want to commend the work that's being done in those areas. Obviously, in the areas that are red or even yellow, there's some more work to be done there. And so that, of course, will be an area of focus for us. The other measurement, another measurement is gap closing. Gap closing is a very complicated measurement because there are multiple things being measured, and every measurement has its own percentage target score. None of them are the same. So I can't just say like we got 80% in all of those areas. Every single one of them is different. So and it's not just the areas that are different, but it's also by subgroups. So we get rated on how did all of our students do, yes, but then also by racial categories. We also, students with disabilities, and
socioeconomic,
yes, thank you, and socioeconomic. So one thing I want to point out though, in our gap achievement measure, and you'll notice we have a 4-star rating this year, and that's down a little bit from last year where we had a 5-star rating. ELA and math, for the performance index scores in every subgroup on every test, we met that goal for gap closing. We came up short on the growth goals. And so that is something that we will really need to focus on is how much growth we are making with our students. We actually only met it in one area, and that was students with disabilities who took ELA tests. We also did not meet the students with disabilities gap closing measurement and graduation, which affected the other groups, because when you have a group like students with disabilities, they may fall into the all group. Obviously, they fall into the all group, but they also fall into groups such as racial groups and things like that. So that create, and socioeconomic. So that creates kind of a ricochet effect. So that's an area that we will definitely need to focus on, is our graduation rate with students with disabilities. Gifted, we scored very well, but we missed it by 1%. The rating went up, the goal in that area went up by 1.5% from where it was last year, and we missed meeting that new goal by just 1%. We did, however, close the gap with chronic absenteeism, our students who are considered chronically absent. Unfortunately, we still have 16% of our students who are considered chronically absent from school. That has gone way down in the last couple of years. You can imagine during the pandemic that was a huge number, and we've cut that number in half, but there's still a lot of work to do to getting kids to school. The other thing, you know, I always try to mention with the chronic absenteeism is students can be considered chronically absent not just from skipping school. Every day a student is not, or every hour a student is not present, counts in their attendance rate. So when they take vacations, when, you know, they happen to be actually sick, those kinds of things, all of those things add up to whether or not the student is chronically absent. They're considered chronically absent if they miss 10% or more of the school year. So that's something to keep in mind there. And in this area, I really want to point out that we had three of our four schools were actually five-star ratings for gap closing. So we were very close to hitting that five-star rating there again. Graduation, this is an area where we fell, and it had the biggest impact, I believe, on our overall report card rating. And this is something I talked about last year as well. Last year we had a three-star rating, and essentially you're just looking for that 90% mark. We were just below that. I think it was actually, our overall was actually 89.5%, and it was 90% to get to the three-star. But our graduation rate from the class of 2021 to class of 2022 dropped by 1.9%. Now, in a district where you have less than 100 students, every student makes a big difference in your rating. And so that could just be a difference of one student, but still it's a difference that makes a big impact. Also, it makes a big impact to our community when students are leaving here without high school diplomas, yeah. Because of course that plays into their job opportunities as well. So that is something that we are working towards. I know the high school is working towards that, and we are working on setting up an early warning indicators. Early warning indicators, identifying early warning indicators, as low as sixth grade is our goal this year, is to find those students now so that we can continue to work with them every year, know who those students are, and help them to meet the requirements for graduation. Early literacy, we scored similarly to last year, although I will say we had a 3.3% increase in our improving K-3 literacy measure, meaning that those students who in one school year were identified as needing reading interventions, they look at the improvement to where they are at the beginning of the next school year. Mm-hmm. And so we are steadily increasing in that area. Good. So that's just kind of a bird's eye look at our report card. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Kreitz, I want to say thank you to you for the presentation this evening. I also want to say thank you to you for your leadership in this area. Obviously, as our director of curriculum, you have a big say in what we are doing, and I certainly want to say thank you. I also want to give a personal thanks to you for putting those on the chart with the colors for growth. As a gentleman who is slightly colorblind, that chart's really hard to see, so when you put the symbols in,
oh, yes.
It helps me tremendously.
Just for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So thank you. That was awesome.
All right. Excuse me. Now move to Section H, Superintendent Committee Reports.
And Mr. President, just a couple of committees to report out on, the first of which is our Academic Advisory or District Leadership Team. That group met yesterday. We discussed professional development that has been going on in the district this year and the work that is happening as a result of that professional development. We also did an overview of the state report card, and then we worked in groups to prep for a report out next month on where we are with our district improvement plan. Our academic advisory or district leadership team will meet again next month on Monday, November 20th at 3:15 in the high school library. The other committee report that I have for you this evening is our policy committee. That group met on Tuesday, October 10th at 5 o'clock. We discussed several policies which are before the board this evening. And we do not have a date yet for our next policy committee meeting, but we will be having one very soon.
Thank you. Now move to Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Just won't take up too much of your time. All this information is in the agenda. Hopefully you've had a chance to review it. And I also want to point out that it's publicly available to anybody to review it as part of the agenda as well. So if anybody wants to dig into any of these things any deeper, feel free. But just to point out, we are well ahead right now on our revenue collections. We are within less than 1% on our expenditures. So we're only off by $124,000 right now at this time of year. So that's less than 1% on a $60 million budget. So that's likely timing issues that could explain that very easily. But overall, we have a positive impact to our cash balance right now from what we currently have projected.
Good.
Unless anybody has any questions, you'll get to hear a lot more from me next month with the five-year forecast presentation. So, if not, that would conclude my report.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial item I-3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Incas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Move to Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a few discussion items for the board this evening. I just wanted to remind everyone that we are on the ballot here in November, on November 7th. And the purpose of that ballot initiative is to ask our community to make a decision on whether or not they would like to fund new schools here on the campus of the Madison Plains Local School District. The total cost of that project is $68,639,815. The OFCC is contributing 9% of the co-funded amount, which equals nearly $5.6 million. And then the district has committed to contributing $7.6 million to the project should it pass. We have been able to secure some special financing through the United States Department of Agriculture and their Office of Rural Development. And rather than be out on the open bond market at approximately what we believe to be about 5%, we have been able to secure financing through the USDA at 3.625. That financing is available for approximately 12 months. If at that point we have not passed a bond issue, I think the USDA probably will say we're going to offer that money to some other entities. Our original millage when we went to this with the community on our first attempt back in May was 9.9 mils. Through the work that we have done with the USDA, that brought the millage request down to 8.6 mils. And then with the funds that the district has committed to contributing should the measure pass, that brought the millage request down to 7.5 mils. So that is where we currently are. And so again, the ballot issue will be on the ballot on November 7th. Here in just a few weeks. I also wanted to remind the board that the Ohio School Board's Capital Conference is coming up. That conference is November 12th through the 14th at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. It is one of the largest trade shows, educational trade shows in the country. And there are many sessions and valuable topics that will help to enhance the work of school districts. And so if, for any of you who are interested in attending and are able to, if you would, please let Mr. Mustine and I know and we will work to get you registered. I also wanted to mention that we have received our donation from Madison Health. Madison Health has committed to giving the district $20,000 each year for 5 years. And so this year we received our second installment of that money. We received it on Friday, September 29th. And Madison Health hopes that we will use that for athletics, as that is their connection to the district through our team doctors and just with the training program and things. So they are hopeful that we will use it for athletics. And so our intent at this point is to use that money to purchase a new high jump pit. They actually cost about $20,000. And so ours is, as I understand it at this point, decades old. And is being held together, I believe, by duct tape. And so we are looking to replace that. If there is some money left over, we would like to be able to get some new batting cage nets and I believe some new soccer nets as well. So that is what we intend to do with the money. So we want to thank Madison Health for their donation, and that is on the agenda later on for the board to accept. So you will see that. I also want to give a quick nod and shout out to high school and junior high school assistant principal Mrs. April Sparks. She has been nominated as the assistant principal of the year for the 2023-2024 nice. School year through the Ohio Association of Secondary School Administrators, or as we refer to it, OASSA. And so just congratulations to her on this nomination. That is certainly well deserved, and we hope she wins. So well done, Mrs. Sparks. Thank you for all of your hard work and dedication. We do appreciate it. I also want to give the board a quick update on the auditorium project. As things currently stand, we are awaiting delivery on chairs here for the auditorium. We believe those are supposed to be in somewhere around the second week of November. In order to get ready for that, though, because we do not have any other place to store the order of chairs that we have, we are going to need to remove the chairs here in the auditorium, and that work will need to begin before the new chairs arrive so that we have a place to put the new ones. So as a result, that work is probably going to begin being done somewhere in the ballpark of November 6th or November 7th. And so we will begin doing that. When that work, or in addition to that work, then we're going to be having a replacement of the lights here in the auditorium. We're going to be replacing the carpet, and we're going to be painting the auditorium as well. So this space is going to get a facelift. And then we will, of course, have new chairs as well. And I think that will be a welcome addition to our high school. So it is quite likely that our auditorium, for all intents and purposes, will probably be closed for a good portion of the month of November. Hopefully everything goes according to plan with the arrival of the chairs and everything. But we are hopeful that maybe by the end of Thanksgiving break, that this will be wrapped up. That is the current plan. As a result of that, though, we are going to need to move, in all likelihood, presuming things are continue on as we think, we're going to need to move our November board meeting, in all likelihood, to the high school library. So that is something for us to be mindful of. And then the only other thing that I wanted to mention as well is one of the members of the committee that is working on old-fashioned Christmas has reached out to me and asked if we can help to promote that, because it is something that is for the benefit of the community, not a fundraiser, but it's something for the benefit of the community. I have agreed and will work to send out some information to our community about that, as it is towards the goal of community enrichment. So I will work to send that out. But Mr. President, that is all I have this evening for discussion items with regard to my report.
Mr. Heisler and Mr. Mason, if I could point out one thing regarding the bond issue. We were just able to put up a link on our website front page to take you to some informational items regarding the upcoming bond issue. So I just want to take the opportunity to point the public to this site, to our mplsd.org webpage, and click on the image at the top and get more information regarding the upcoming bond issue. There'll also be a mailer going out from the district that community members should be receiving sometime this week, I believe.
And
right. And so to be on the lookout for that, I also want to thank Ms. Kreitz for helping me and me helping her to create that mailer. It turned out very nice, and hopefully everybody is able to make an informed decision with that information at the upcoming election.
And you mentioned the numbers, but I think it's important to point out that it's basically a quarter less than what we were asking from the community last May. I know that was a decision of the board to try to lessen the request from the community. So I think it's worth pointing that out, that it's basically a quarter less than what we were asking for before.
Right. It's approximately 25% less for the millage request that we'll be asking for. There's also some good information on that mailer and on the website about regarding the upcoming property tax increase that people are concerned with, how that doesn't necessarily translate into increased property taxes. Just because your values go up, there's not a direct correlation to your property tax bill going up. So there's some good information there that kind of helps to explain that. So all of this, again, is just information provided by the district to help the voter make a better and more informed decision. So.
Thank you. Now move to section K, policy and governance.
Mr. President, there are some policies before the board this evening for a second and final reading, and then there are some policies before the board this evening for a first reading as well.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items K2 through K3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stenrock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Move to section L, business.
Mr. President, a number of business items before the board this evening. We have been asked, because we do provide some oversight for the Mount Sterling Library, which is something that is typical with local school districts and their local libraries. We have been asked to approve a member for the Mount Sterling Library Board. We've also got a motion here to authorize travel for our FFA members to the National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. There is an authorization request for travel for FFA members to Greenhand Camp. I would like to apologize to the board. Unfortunately, that request is retroactive. There were some things that just, unfortunately, paperwork processes that didn't quite flow the way we would have liked, and I think we may have moved our September meeting. So there were some things that happened there that just prohibited us from getting that through, but I do apologize. But that is a regular request that we make. We send kids to, our students to Greenhand Camp every year, but I do apologize that it's late. And then asking the board to authorize a trip for our varsity and junior varsity girls basketball team to play a game in Knightstown, Indiana. Mr. Mason, you might be able to speak to this a little bit better than I can, but this is an opportunity that our basketball program has been pursuing for a couple of years. For those of us who really enjoy sports, the girls basketball team, as I understand it, has an opportunity to play a regular, viable, regular season game in the gym where the Hoosiers basketball team from Movie Lore played their game. Am I stating that correctly?
That's correct. So they'll play Triad on a Saturday. I believe it's December 16th. And it's an official game, and it's pretty cool. So it's not that far. Knightstown is east of Indianapolis. It's about 2 hours from here, so hopefully encourage a lot of people to go. but they're going to play a real game on the court that was the home court in the movie Hoosiers. So it should be fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Thank you, Mr. Mason, for the clarification. I appreciate that. And then the last item that I have here before the board in the business section is just to approve some English courses for our English Learner program. And so there are three course descriptions there with the credits that those courses will bear. And so that is what's before the board this evening in the business section of the meeting.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L6.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Move to section M, personnel.
And a number of personnel items before the board this evening. We have a resignation from one of our coaches. Unfortunately, we just did not have enough players to be able to have a boys' soccer team at the varsity level this year. So Coach Kingery resigned his position because of that reason only. So we thank Mr. Kingery and certainly look forward to working to develop some more interest in our boys' soccer program. We do have some supplemental contracts this evening to award for the upcoming winter season. So those are before the board this evening. And then have some MOAs before the board this evening as well to help with some salary adjustments. In this day and age, there is a national teacher shortage, and we have had an incredibly difficult time finding staff. We were short-staffed last year. We were short-staffed this year. And I know other districts are having a very difficult time finding staff as well. And so we have begun to think outside of the box a little bit in terms of trying to attract and retain staff. And so this is an effort that we are making to try to do what we can to honor service for those staff members that we can do this for. There is also an MOA before the board this evening regarding a teacher of record. With our efforts to think outside of the box, we have hired a couple of folks who have art degrees who are working towards alternative licenses. But we do need somebody to be a teacher of record while they work towards that. So that is before the board this evening as well. And then, unfortunately, there was one motion there for a non-acceptance of a resignation of a teacher who has left mid-year.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M9.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Next, we'll move to section N, donations.
Mr. President, only one donation before the board this evening, and that is the donation from Madison Health that I happened to mention earlier in the evening.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donation of $20,000 from Madison Health to the athletic department.
Second.
Discussion. I think we've said it before, but just thank Madison Health for their donation and their involvement with Madison Plains. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Next, section O, new business.
Mr. President, to the best of my knowledge, there is no new business to come before the board this evening.
All right. Section P, the second public communication section. Has anyone signed up for that? All right. So now we'll go to section Q, executive session. I move that we enter into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employer official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee official, licensee, or regulated individual. Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statute. I move that we enter into executive session at 7:54.
Second.
Yep, for the reasons listed. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0 in executive session.
The next regular meeting will be held Tuesday, November 21st, 7 p.m. in the library for the construction issues going on. There will be no action taken after the executive session.